Joining me in the studio is the Audrain County Sheriff, Matt Aller. Good morning to you, sir.
Morning, Matt.
Glad to have you in here. Kind of some breaking news we wanted to talk a little bit about. It's been a busy time there, and a murder investigation took place since the last time that you were in. As a matter of fact, I believe it was last week when this happened in rural Vandalia.
Yep, last Thursday. So we're on day eight.
Absolutely. Kind of talk to us a little bit about those events. I think this really came about rather quickly, and you were able to make an arrest really quickly.
It was rapid. Most of the time, we talked before we came on, most of the time you wind up with more manpower than information. This was unique in that it was reversed. We had a lot of information going in. And we had to kind of prioritize, how we were going to follow up with that and what was going to happen next. But it really all came together rapidly and successfully. And I can't take the credit for that. That's totally on my staff. They from the minute they got that call and found the victim, they were hustling to try to come up with fresh information, which they did, and a lot of that was done by patrol deputies, uniform patrol guys taking the extra step to try to gather up fresh information to make sure our investigators had it, and all of it turned out to be worth its weight in gold.
You, as you said, you kind of started receiving reports that Thursday afternoon of somebody being shot, I believe, and Vandalia schools, were they still in session? Because I believe they went on like a soft lockdown.
They were in session. That call was received at 2:19, so schools were still in session. And, of course, I guess the school district took some heat over not notifying parents, but I don't know that the school district had anything to notify them about. I don't think they knew anything. The reason that they did the soft lockdown is because I have staff there, right? So my staff have the advantage of knowing what's going on in real time because they're privy to the radio and they're making phone calls to staff members that are on the scene, and they know what's up. We had a suspect identified and had him in custody in less than an hour. So, at that point, my deputies that were at the school knew, hey, we're good to release school and work that out with the administration. Had there been a reason to start locking things down and making mass notifications, we would have taken those steps. But there was no reason at that point to get everybody wound up.
Certainly. One of the suspects is an 18-year-old, already an adult. The other one is a juvenile, I believe 17. Kind of talk a little bit about how that works whenever you're arresting a juvenile suspect, and I believe they get turned over to juvenile authorities. Is that how that works? Or?
Yes. So, one of the suspects is a juvenile, and when we treat it like any other arrest initially, we take them into custody, but then they're brought to the sheriff's office. And they have to stay in the administration side of the building. They cannot be taken into the jail portion. They're sat down, and we have to wait for a parent or guardian and the juvenile office before we can ever ask them any questions or talk to them. So that's really the only thing that's considerably different in the beginning phase of a juvenile arrest for a serious crime. The thing on the back end that's most different is the juvenile authority. We turn them over to the juvenile court. The local juvenile office, and they decide where they're going to place them for housing, and if they're even going to hold them. And I think they have a score that they have to go by. They're court ordered to use some kind of scoring system to decide whether or not they're going to detain a juvenile. And obviously, for a crime this serious, it automatically scores really high. So we knew that they were going to detention. We just didn't know where.
Absolutely. How this progresses now for you guys as a law enforcement agency, I know that he's been through video conferencing. The 18-year-old has been appearing, from the Audrain County Jail. How do you guys work with the rest of this investigation as it goes through court?
Obviously, as it continues to go, we still have evidence that we would like to gather up. Obviously, there's going to be stuff that'll take much more time, like, we'll start gathering up cell phone records, which that takes search warrants and subpoenas and takes time for that. We'll still be working on this weeks from now. But the solid evidence that we have gathered up, the weapons and evidence from the autopsy and things like that, now we are in the process of trying to schedule that to go to the crime lab to start matching guns to bullets and shell casings to guns and people to guns and things like that. So right now there's a lot of coordination with the state crime lab because we call them ahead of time and say this is what we're trying to get done. And this is what we have, and we actually make an appointment with them to take that stuff up there and go over it with them.
Very nice. Well, I certainly appreciate you getting us kind of updated on how a murder investigation goes along. Hasn't been one here for a couple of years now, I believe, if that's...
For my agency, yep. It's been a little bit. I know Mexico Public Safety's had a couple since we've had our last one.
Right.
And I think one of those we activated the Major Case Squad for... I think the Chance Davis we activated Major
right.
Case Squad for. But as far as out in the county that we've been directly responsible for, this is, it's been a little bit. And I think this is only the second one since I've been here in 20 some odd years that we've worked without the Major Case Squad. I mean, we looked at the information, felt we could handle it without 40 or 50 more cops from other agencies because we had so much information. There were really no leads to generate. Everything was right in front of us. We just had to prioritize what we were going to do next. But it worked out very well. But yeah, it's been 2 or 3 years,
yep.
I think, since our last one.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll have you back in 2024, and maybe we'll get a budget update, and we'll kind of get maybe do a year in review with you.
We can do that.
All right. We'll hope to talk to you again in January. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.